We're going to return now to a Palestinian city that saw some of the heaviest fighting during an uprising against Israel a few years ago. It's the city of Nablus. The Israeli army maintained a tight hold on cities throughout the West Bank in the wake of the Palestinian suicide bombings, but in recent months, restrictions on Nablus have been eased. NPR's Peter Kenyon revisited the ancient city and found signs of emerging economic life.
Driving up to the Hawara checkpoint just outside Nablus used to prompt mixed feelings. The despair journalists felt over the hours of time wasted here was tempered by the sight of endless lines of Palestinians, who would wait even longer, and even then might be refused entry. But on a recent morning, the tables were turned. As Palestinian registered cars with their green license plates were casually waved through the checkpoint, a reporter's car with yellow Israeli tags was ordered to halt.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you from?
I'm from the USA, America.
USA, okay. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Nablus.
Go inside?
Yes.
Founded by the Romans nearly 2,000 years ago, Nablus's strategic location made it a commercial hub for the surrounding villages and towns. During two Palestinian uprisings against the Israeli occupation, Nablus earned a reputation as a center for militants, and to this day Israeli forces carry out raids in the old city and surrounding refugee camps looking for wanted men. But with recent moves to ease some of the daily hardships of life here, some Nablus entrepreneurs are venturing to make new investments. By far the most popular among the locals is the brand new Cinema City. Located in a new mall, the movie house features a shiny new lobby and snack bar, and on this morning, a line of nearly 50 wriggling children snaking out the door. For many of them, this will be their first time experiencing a movie in a real theater. A hush falls over the audience as the lights go down. Perhaps understandably, for a theater that's only 2 weeks old, the previews start with a lurch. But soon the main feature begins, an Egyptian comedy called Dada Doody. The opening scene, featuring a baby, two thieves, and some keystone-ish cops, quickly reveals that Dada Doody will not enter the pantheon of Egyptian cinema classics. But for these kids and their relieved parents, these 2 hours of summer entertainment are a blessing. The young manager, Farouk Masri, says his family decided that the situation had calmed enough for them to take a chance on building a real movie house, mainly for a generation of Palestinians who grew up only seeing films on small screens.
It's been missing from Nablus, and the cinema house. It's been missing since the first Intifada, over 20 years. It's the talk of the street. I keep hearing. Everybody is just excited. They're very positive about it, and they're very supportive.
The relaxed checkpoint rules mean Palestinians from all over the West Bank and from Arab villages in Israel are returning to Nablus, some for the first time in years. Abu Qais, manning the grill at the Mata'am Barkawi kebab restaurant, says the change is dramatic.
The situation is much better, thanks to God. It's much, much better. What happened is the roads opened and people suddenly feel free. People come and go more freely. I'm not a millionaire, but my work has improved tremendously.
But the people of Nablus have learned more than once that signs of economic life and greater freedom can be fleeting. And for veteran Palestinian activists such as Hossam Khader, who works on behalf of refugees, there's a certain resentment that simple pleasures of daily life that many people take for granted come to Nablus in the guise of a gift from the occupying Israelis.
Israel tried to show the international community there is a good occupation, but for us, occupation is occupation. Without real independence, in an independent state, the occupation will continue as an occupation.
But for now, Palestinians are taking advantage of today's freedoms while keeping a worried eye on what the future may hold. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Nablus.